What's going on, my fellow A-plusers? It's your boy Adam Perez. We're back once again with a brand new movie review as we're going to go ahead and get into Monkey Man, a film written and directed, directorial debut, mind you, by Dev Patel here. Now, I had seen maybe one trailer for this film and was instantly hooked. I'm a huge action guy, so it sucked me right in. I had heard some pretty good things coming out of South by Southwest for this particular movie, and some underlying rumblings about how good this movie could potentially be. But I hadn't really seen too many of the trailers or really knew what I was kind of getting myself into besides the idea of like, maybe this is like a revenge story sort of thing, right? So I kind of went in here as a blank slate when I had the opportunity to go ahead and check out this film earlier this evening. And boy, I had to come back and talk to somebody about this movie. I had such a blast with it. I immediately, like, once the credits started rolling, I immediately looked this up because I was thinking to myself the entire time while I'm watching this movie, I thought this was Dev Patel's directorial debut. I thought this is the first time of him actually making a movie, and it certainly was, and it blew me away. I looked up some information about this film. Come to find out, homeboy broke like his hand, he broke like his foot, he fractured his shoulder during the filming of this. This movie was in like production and development hell, had to deal with the pandemic at times. Apparently, at one point, Netflix actually picked up this particular film, but then dropped it unexpectedly. Why? I truly have no idea. But this movie was truly saved by Jordan Peele and Universal Pictures that clearly saw something special in it, and really wanted to give Dev Patel the opportunity. And this movie shines. I was highly impressed with it, y'all. So let's go ahead and dive into this review. And for those of you who do not know about this film, let me just give you the synopsis here. It says, a young man ekes out a meager life in an underground fight club where, night after night, wearing a gorilla mask, he's beaten bloody by more popular fighters for cash. After years of suppressed rage, he discovers a way to infiltrate the enclave of the city's sinister elite. As his childhood trauma boils over, his mysteriously scarred hands unleash an explosive campaign of retribution to settle the score with the men who took everything from him. And to be honest with you, look, if you go into this movie expecting this to be just another John Wick film, just all out action like I certainly was, you would be highly mistaken. And do not get me wrong when I say this, there's plenty of action to certainly go around in this movie, but this movie is dense. I love the fact that this movie actually has a really enjoyable story, and one hell of a performance by Dev Patel. Like, I really don't know how actors do this in a sense of not only being able to act in front of the camera and give it your all when it comes to your performance, but then also having the mentality to, once you say cut, to then get behind the camera and then sort of redirect the scene or whatever the case may be. Like, to have all that stuff going through your head, I truly have no idea how Dev Patel wind up doing that in here, but he's clearly a genius when it comes to filmmaking. I mean, maybe not a genius, but I was highly impressed for somebody in regards to their directorial debut. Usually it's, wishy-washy. You never know what you're gonna get. But to be able to direct the way that this film did, along with his performance, I absolutely loved it. There is a density to this film, and I say that in the sense that it's really like two stories kind of going on. One, you really deal with sort of seeing Dev Patel's character deal with the struggle of sort of like this childhood drama, a trauma, if you will, in his life. The idea of really, like the synopsis says, carrying around all that rage, how he uses sort of pain, if you will. I don't want to say necessarily in a form of punishment, but sort of believing that that's like what you sort of deserve in your life, or that's all that you really know sort of mentality. And so I really enjoyed his character sort of journey in here, from taking that pain and those traumatic scars in his life and finding some sort of path for himself to redefine who he is, and to truly understand his worth and value and do something with his life in a more meaningful sort of way. And when you see him flip that switch in this movie, it's pretty incredible to watch when he has a new determination and sort of a new focus in life after he sort of shed himself of all the demons and the nightmares that he's kind of had to deal with. And so I thought it was a really sort of compelling story just for his character. But on top of that, and sort of intertwined in it, it's very much sort of like a pushback against like political nationalism, or even like religious nationalism, that the idea of like the sinister elites, as the synopsis says, sort of using their power to push out those that they personally feel don't belong or feel like they need to cleanse their society of these people. And so people that they value lesser than, you know, whether that be from your race, your economic status, to your gender, the idea of like really laying waste to a town or a society, killing people in order to just not only gain power, but to use it as a sense of cleansing and rebuilding anew for society so that we become sort of better people, and seeing how these sinister elites really utilize not only like faith, and what's even crazier to me is that this really even focuses a ton on what's going on over in India, as far as like their societal issues and whatever the case may be, but it echoes almost anywhere you watch this movie. And for me here in the States, it definitely very much echoes sort of what we're sort of dealing with when it comes to society, right? Like the overreaching perhaps of like Christian nationalism or, you know, dirty politics sort of thing, and really trying to divide people, make people feel less than, to make themselves more powerful, and doing whatever they can to kind of suppress and oppress certain people. And so I thought it was really interesting, especially from just a religious aspect, for Dev's character, who I believe is like believes in Hinduism, if I'm not mistaken. So to kind of see them intertwine, you know, Hindu mythology in here, Hindu religion, on top of sort of what these sinister elites are going up are pushing towards, and just seeing Dev's character sort of use his faith, you know, memories of his family and stuff, and really rebuild himself sort of as a character. And so I had a blast with this movie, and I did not expect to get so much out of this movie as I certainly did. But if anything, I will say this, you know, I don't know if we're going to get ourselves a sequel. I do feel the ending was certainly pretty, pretty open. I don't want to say open-ended. He definitely took care of business, to certainly say the least. But the way that it ends, you know, you do wonder if there's more for him, if this movie is successful, for there to either be a sequel or not. But for me, I definitely want to see more of what Dev Patel can do sort of as a director. He actually co-wrote this film. Also, I think there were two additional writers in here. The soundtrack is absolutely amazing, mixed in there with the sound. I mean, everything just hit for me. Incredible sort of long action, like tracking shots, amazing editing in here. I mean, my goodness, I was highly impressed, to certainly say the least. So did you see this film? Absolutely. If anything, I'm probably going to go ahead and fill out my report card this week. I'll have it up for you guys by the end of the weekend to certainly check out over on our YouTube page. You could probably catch us over on dropping it over on Twitter and on our Facebook page as well. But Dev Patel, first impressions of you as a director, boy, I need to see more of you. And he's a stellar actor, man. Stellar actor. You can easily feel his rage, his trauma, his need for revenge in here, moments of anxiousness where like the feelings just overwhelm him. I mean, he's got like these pair of eyes that just immediately draw you into whatever emotion that he's kind of experiencing in here. So incredible story, incredible performance, incredible action. Yeah, man, this is going to be a good one for me. But look, at the end of the day, these are just my A+ opinions. If you've seen Monkey Man, I definitely want to go ahead and let your guys, I definitely want to know what your guys' thoughts are. At the end of the day, these are just simply my A+ opinions, but I want to know yours. So let your thoughts be known in the comment section box below. And until next time, guys, do me a big favor. As always, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and keep it A+. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.